Welcome to the White Haven of Bliss podcast at havenofbliss.com. I'm going to tell you a story about a very cute little boy with blonde hair who was riding the train. He was so cute that all the girls looked at him with a smile and wanted his digits, but he spoke them not, for he loved some other shorty who was waiting for him at his crib. The little boy spoke to the conductor and said, "Is this the way?" And she said, "Get out of my way. All trains go to the same place, you idiot." So he killed her and hijacked the train. But then, a hurricane came and blew the train off the tracks and he died. Actually, he pretended that he was dead so he could get a $2,000 debit card from the feds, and they didn't notice because Congress had a crush on John Roberts. I don't care if Johnny likes to take long walks on the beach with the morning after pill loaded in his scales of justice. So the little boy floated down the Mississippi on an air mattress and sold gasoline to the helicopters KP Contra Killers, but that went to heck. Then he joined the people for emaciating the animals as a spiritual guide for the dying pets, and assigned each pet a political spiritual guide. A little fish sued him and took over the business in a hostile takeover. When the fish's baby was caught by its spiritual guide George W. Bush during the president's emergency relief fishing tournament, the little boy thought, "I am not a fisher of fish," and realized that he was better at exploiting the less fortunate population than helping them. Then he went to Detroit on a rumor that MC stood for mostly Caucasian. But he couldn't get into the shelter because Jesus had walked off with half Kanye West scrolled. Now Kanye was hiding under a mattress, regretting he didn't have a prenuptial agreement and afraid that Jesus might resurrect Tupac to take his platinum records too. During that time, the world needed a scapegoat because people were tired of watching immigrants float out the Delta back to Mexico with hopes of a better life and pensioned retirement with Aeromexico Airlines. Survivor Detroit had auditions and the little boy demonstrated his cop-popping 187 trick and they nominated him to be governor. But on his inauguration day, the big one hit, and the earthquake separated California from the rest of the continental states. Governor Terminator was bitter that he couldn't run for president, gripped Nevada, and took down the western states. Now it was official, University of Michigan was the champions of the West. So, this is a ridiculous story that ends with the little boy waking up, or Jesus returning, or someone giving drug money to a homeless street person, or something else of those sorts. Truth is, the train did derail on the south side today, and the little boy wished he were on that wild ride. It's like Six Flags, which for only $5 instead of $100 for a day pass, which is exactly the same fine as eating on the CTA, remember? Like the posters say, don't be Jack. Jack is the stick figure warning meant on the subway that tells all the riders that it's not appropriate to yell banana, 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 over and over again when the train is full, or to lose weight if your butt is bigger than the aisle, and don't let your toddler smoke in the train car, and hold on tight when the blue line breaks 100 miles per hour on the way back from O'Hare. The little boy took the elevated to the south side to make a life for himself as a gangster, but ran into the artist formerly known as Filthy Rich from Detroit. What? The little boy said to us. What? Every morning I looked at myself in the mirror and I asked myself, is life worth living or should I blast myself? But Snow White replied to the little boy and said, there was a man from Perth who died on the day he left this earth. The boy replied, no, why? I asked God, why can't I? But Filthy Rich said you'll never get a reply. So the little boy didn't like what he heard, so he killed Filthy Rich and buried him in his basement, and then fled to Nashville to sing country music vicariously through a puppet, until Jesus finally returned and put an end to this stupid life. Thank God.